changes to the agenda this morning? Are there any changes to the agenda? A motion to accept the agenda would be in order. Moved by Deputy Mayor McLeod, seconded by Councilor Fisk. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? Unanimous, thank you. We have minutes for June 20th, 2017, committed the whole meeting. Are there any errors or omissions in those minutes? A motion to accept those minutes would be in order. Moved by Councilor Muse, seconded by Councilor Fisk. Any discussion? Question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous, thank you. We are now at 1.3, public comment. Are there any members of the gallery that would like to comment this morning? Hearing none, we will move on from 1.3 to 2.0 planning. If Planner Mike McLeod would like to come forward. We have a MPS review discussion this morning.
For me to go?
If you want to kick off, yeah.
Yep. Okay, so Mike and I asked to put on a discussion around our municipal planning strategy review at Committee of Whole. And we've got a brief presentation to tee up that discussion, following which we'll go away and carry on with some work with the next steps of planning and scoping our municipal planning strategy review. So the Region of Queens Municipal Planning Strategy and Land Use Bylaw was adopted by Council on July 20th, 2009. These planning documents apply to all the lands within the boundary of the municipality. The documents were prepared in accordance with the provisions set out in the Municipal Government Act. So a municipal planning strategy is a legal document adopted by council, which sets out the strategic policy direction for the Region of Queens to achieve its goals for and vision for a sustainable future. It provides a framework towards achieving the economic, social, and environmental goals of our communities, while at the same time maintaining and enhancing existing development, community assets, and quality of life. The document identifies specific land use issues affecting communities and sets out goals, objectives, and policies to address them over the next 5, 10, or 15 years. An MPS containing policy regulating land use and development must be accompanied by a land use bylaw, an LUB. This is a regulatory document which sets out the specific planning and development requirements in order to meet future development goals. This document sets out such things as boundaries of particular zones, types of uses permitted in the zones, and minimum lot size and setback requirements. requirements. Our municipal planning strategy has the following goals currently, addressing topics such as housing, economic development, protection of the environment, recreation, culture and heritage, infrastructure, and transportation. The Municipal Government Act requires that a council shall include policies in the municipal planning strategy on how it intends to review the MPS and land use bylaw. With this in mind, the MPS sets out that, in addition to employing specific implementation measures, it shall be the intention of council to monitor current development trends and issues in order to respond to unpredicted or unanticipated changes. Changes could come as a result of new technology and or changes in community attitudes. So the policy sets out when we're to do our MPS review as a minimum of each 8 years, and how is up to the council of the day. So we would like to discuss our proposed approach so that we can carry on with scoping out this project. So there's a couple of options. The first option would be to conduct a full-scale review of the goals, the visions, and the policy, which would require a comprehensive study on progress on all of the goals outlined in the MPS, a broad public engagement program, and the development of a new policy set. We could also, as an alternative option, conduct a focused review based on council's priorities of the day. Again, we would need to complete a study of progress related to those priorities and get some data to drive that discussion, have a public engagement program focused on those priorities, and again, develop a new set. It's important to us that we work on the scope of this project and that we have a clear understanding of what council's objectives are with the review. We feel that a full-scale review would likely be a multi-year project and cost upwards of $200,000 to $300,000 to complete. And currently, it's initiated every 8 years according to policy. We believe that a focused review could be completed within a year and at a much lower cost, and can be completed at a timeline that's ongoing based on the council priorities of the day. In the fall of 2016, staff sat down with council to identify their strategic priorities in an effort to bring focus to the administrative strategies and action plans and set out what accomplishments are required in the medium and short term to achieve the strategic vision of growth. By confirming strategic priorities, staff were able to plan and measure performance respecting achievement of priorities. This will enable optimal focus on strategic council priorities in alignment with our longer term plans and ensure that staff and council have aligned expectations. As demonstrated, municipal government is required to respond to a number of pressures and dynamics in an increasingly fast manner. It's clear that the Region of Queens municipality, with the change in our economy, the increased public participation in social media, and our changing demographics. So from the strategic planning sessions emerged several principal themes of input, focusing on the region, demonstrating excellence in governance while achieving community growth objectives, including both economic and population growth, while delivering municipal services that support that desire for growth. So we selected the three strategic priorities for this mandate: growing the population and economy with affordable cost of living, high quality of life, and excellent public services, including healthcare, education, cultural, recreation, and social opportunities. The Region of Queens is an excellent place to work, live, and play. This objective will focus the region's efforts in attracting residents, tourists, and new businesses to come to Queens. Tourism and marketing efforts will be developed to contribute contribute to the growth of the region of Queens municipality. Delivering attractive municipal service, the purpose of this objective is to ensure that residents live in Queens choose to stay in the region, and residents from away choose to move here because of excellent public services and quality infrastructure that the region offers. This objective will focus on municipal services and investment on attraction and retention of residents. And the governing to best municipal practice objective will ensure that citizens are informed and engaged in the development of the community. It ensures transparency on governance and strong financial prudence, ensuring that the region of Queens municipality maintains a position as a cost-competitive community with respect to commercial and residential taxes, while committing to delivering a level of municipal services that attracts businesses and residents to move to Queens. This requires robust communications, sound planning, and sharp financial stewardship. In January of 2017, Council approved these as their strategic priorities for the next 4 years. In an effort to further focus staff and Council, the services of Nova Scotia Department of Municipal Affairs were engaged to complete a more in-depth strategic planning process to identify how to achieve longer-term priorities of Council through defining specific strategic goals and actions. This chart outlines the results of that planning session and identifies the actions that were identified. So there was three goals that came up from that session: to revitalize our downtown core, to invest in infrastructure and events that will improve lifestyle in Queens, and to maintain and develop quality infrastructure. And with that, 12 actions were identified to scope the review of the MPS, focused on downtown revitalization, providing Council with a municipal broadband action plan, reviewing our capital plan, developing a municipal marketing strategy, scoping our MPS review to also respond to development and housing pressures, progress asset management, engage with downtown business, support a business plan for community transit solution, prepare a cost of service study for the UARB for water and wastewater rate application, gather decision supporting data, developing community events, and developing project readiness for federal infrastructure funding. So it's our recommendation that instead of handcuffing a new Council to an 8-year-old document, we're suggesting that the policy set should be reviewed and revised based on the priorities of Council. And that approach will keep the MPS current and responsive to the community. So our recommendation is that it be reviewed more frequently than 8 years based on those Council priorities, and that those reviews be completed based on Council priorities. I'd like to note that if Council assembled the budget for 2018-2019 for a comprehensive review, most likely that new MPS would not get approved until 2020 with the next Council. So the current scope that we're proposing based on our strategic priorities would include economic development and revitalization of Liverpool's and Caledonia's downtown core, as well as responding to housing development pressures. So briefly around downtown revitalization, downtown Liverpool and the Liverpool waterfront are natural focal points for residents and visitors to the region of Queens. Both the region and individual store owners have played their part in making the downtown more attractive and vibrant. Some recent initiatives have included the conversion of the town hall into a year-round arts and cultural center, the partnership at the Visitor Information Center, partnership at the Lighthouse, working with such as with Hell's Bay Brewery to enable an outdoor beer garden. There's a number of business initiatives such as the attractive display of flowers outside the Farmer's Choice. The pizzeria has displays, and a number of businesses are using multicolored streamers to create a lively atmosphere. That being said, the question remains, what else can be done to reinvigorate the downtown and waterfront areas to make them more appealing to those who live, work, shop, visit, invest in the community? So the goal is to revitalize the downtown core to make it more attractive to investors, user-friendly, a destination, facilitate partnerships. So one of the other goals of the MPS is to promote a wide range of housing options throughout the region to meet the needs of all residents of Queens, including new affordable housing units, high-end condominium development, seniors housing. The ability to meet the existing and future housing needs of current residents and attracting new residents is a critical component to creating sustainable communities here in Queens. The ability to provide for a range of housing options to accommodate people in all stages of life, varying family types, financial capacities, and people with special needs. In an effort to understand those housing needs, we have to understand the demographic and socioeconomic trends that have been occurring in our area in recent years. This project would look at housing supply and demand, choice, affordability, and age-appropriate housing needs. There have been a number of recent initiatives, such as there's been 2 4-unit residential buildings constructed in Liverpool and 1 4-unit building which is currently under construction for seniors in the area. We've amended our land use bylaw to facilitate the request of developer to create seniors housing development on the waterfront. We've entertained a number of developers over the past couple of years interested in seniors housing. We've also partnered with Queens Care Society and Dalhousie University on a survey on housing and seniors transportation needs, and we participated in a housing needs assessment prepared for the South Shore Housing Action Coalition, which looked at the housing needs of the communities in Queens and Lunenburg County. We also recently sold a 32-acre parcel of land on Bar Street to facilitate a new multi-unit residential housing development. So with that, we were looking for discussion on approach. Mike, do you want to?
Yeah, I guess as far as the current documents, as Rich had alluded to, when you're all aware, the existing documents were adopted back in 2009. So they are reasonably old documents that, and a lot has changed within Queens since that time. And certainly there's areas that need to be amended to bring the documents up to meet the current needs of the community. So I guess when prior to 2009, outside of Liverpool, Milton, and Brooklyn, there was no planning in place at that time. So during the process to develop those documents, it was the intent of council at the time to find a balance as to not be overly restrictive in the regulations or policies that they develop, but to enable a degree of control over how development was going to occur in the municipality over the forthcoming years. So a lot of things have changed since that time, and it's we're here to get some direction from council as to generate the initial discussion as to how you want to proceed with the review of the documents. The documents do need to be reviewed as per the Municipal Government Act and the current municipal planning strategy, but how that review takes place, that's, I guess, we're looking for council for that guidance.
Do councilors have any comments or questions of our CAO or Planner Mike McLeod at this point? Deputy Mayor McLeod?
You may have mentioned this in your preamble, Richard, but under the council priorities, those were listed and we met several times, as you indicated. But did I miss something about climate change adaptations? Is that included at all in our planning strategy documents for future consideration?
Certainly there's policy. There's limited policy in the documents currently. So that certainly is an area that we would look at some point expanding upon, because it's taking place or it's happening.
Yeah.
So there's a number of areas within the documents that need to be reviewed, but I guess it's how we approach. Do we base our review on a full broad approach to the whole documents, which would include that as well as the other areas, or do more frequent focus based review based on council's priorities of the day? So
and and the application for the gas tax agreement, we had to go through that plan, that strategy of, or that document for climate change. So that could be sort of a reference point of that document?
That certainly would be taken into account. Now, there's lots of other material based around that specific component that we would look at incorporating, but does that take place during this review? I guess that's kind of a discussion that we want to have today.
So in specifically, and I guess in looking at my presentation wasn't clear enough, that what we're suggesting is that the review focus on these two topics in the second stage, and we're not saying wait for another 8 years, would be to incorporate the next priorities. So, through our discussions with council around priorities, that didn't emerge as the current pressing matter, although we all agree that those are things that need to be reviewed. We need data to inform us on some of our planning decisions, where our risks are for climate change, whether it's storm surge or sea level rise or wind or fire events. So, you know, such a project would require likely a comprehensive, which would work well with EMO in emergency preparedness, but you'd need to do a community hazard and risk vulnerability assessment and you know, get into and do that very well so that the MPS and all of our other policy could respond to climate change.
And have it on your, sort of a reference point once we start doing this review, then that should be one of the components of a checklist. Okay, we've looked at this, that sort of thing when we do any changes to the plan, especially land use.
Yeah, and certainly from, you know, the two priorities we're suggesting, downtown revitalization and housing, certainly there's large climate change components to those two areas around, looking at the waterfront in the downtown. There's certainly a natural impact that needs to be considered when doing that, like how to plan for the park, you know, because most likely it will get inundated with storm waters a couple, several times a year, so planning for those sort of things.
Councilor Fancy?
Yeah, I got a few questions here, just for clarity. When we go back to the approach page and we look at it, you know, because we're looking at it as a, you know, from an 8-year plan down to a 1-year plan, to make it more, doable. When we talk about the cost of the project, that's all internal, right? I mean, that's looking at is external monies being spent to go through this?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I would submit that the $20,000 that we've put away each year for the last few years is definitely not sufficient to complete the comprehensive review. I think that it will suffice to do our scoped review. But you know, like if you're looking at climate change and you need to get good data, I mean, likely LIDAR is out of our reach financially, but we need good decision support data. We'll need some studies, and those aren't things that we have internally.
No, and simply the time and the manpower, I guess, within the department. We've got limited resources. We're near capacity now to take on the review. We need to go externally and hire a consultant to assist or take the lead in the project. There's no question.
Okay. The other parts of it, we've got the page here on strategic priority. So revitalization of downtown or revitalization of Caledonia or whatever thing, these all things all have to come together as a whole, because if we've got other projects that we've had a lot of people come to visit, came here and made presentations, and there's projects out there all over the place. And to be able to set everything down, to be able to say, okay, we only got so much money. So we're going to help with this, we're going to do this, what we're going to do there. Which becomes the priority and how, because in so many ways we're like shooting darts all over the place, and do we get a plan of where we're going? And I think that's what you're trying to say, is to try to stop the darts and try to get a direction of where we're headed for.
And absolutely, and that's why we're looking for a focused direction from council, so that when we can go and do some engagement specifically, okay, we're gonna talk about revitalizing Caledonia, let's talk about that, have focus on what that means with the community, with the key stakeholders, and really understand what we need to do there, so that we're not shooting darts everywhere. And the same with, you know, downtown in Liverpool, having that focused conversation. But there's a lot behind that that we need to bring in, and a number of stakeholders. So, you know, there's a lot that we need to learn for the scoping of that project, or what to include.
I mean, shooting darts has worked very effectively in so many ways, because we looked at all these last, this year of all years, look at it, every weekend there's a different event going on. And I think in the first 4 years that I was on council, there was so many phone calls we'd get, say, what can you do as council to help us? And now there's not, and there's more and more people are saying, aren't looking at the council to help you, or the region to help you, but they're going out and doing it themselves.
Yep.
And we're seeing more and more things happening. It's exciting to see what's all going on. It's growing, and every event I'm hearing you saying, we're coming back next year. So and that way, everything is going good. We look at the schools. The schools, I think the Brickwire said they had a record number that they've had from years back. I mean, so the schools are filling up again. So there's some young families coming in. The houses being sold. It's a great time to be in the region of Queens. It's just a matter of getting the things lined up. So, because there's other groups are saying to me, well, so I've been here and made a presentation, where are we going with this? We've asked things of the region, so I don't know where we are. So if you don't know when these projects are gonna come, whether it be, you know, I won't mention any projects in particular, but if all of a sudden they come forward and say, look, we wanna do this, we want support because it's a big project. Well, until we get these things all lined up, it ties up all the other projects until we can find out where we are. And all to do with the climate change, we see over town it's getting worse. Like down in the parking lot up in Mersey Avenue, the flooding is coming up that ramp, and things are changing. Mm-hmm. It's not the same as it was. And so there's going to be a cost to this somewhere along the way.
Any other councilor? Councilor Kelly?
Yes, I have a question. What would, or how would a review of our municipal planning strategy, based on, how to put this, how would a, how would a review of our municipal planning strategy with a focus on revitalization of downtown and Caledonia help us with that? What changes would you make in the municipal planning strategy to allow us to do things to help us revitalize our downtown and Caledonia that we can't do now?
There's a number of policies that you would look at. I mean, firstly, the one that I believe is teed up to look at is the incremental delay in increased taxes for commercial redevelopment. And that's not the right term, but basically we're allowed now under the Municipal Government Act to enact a bylaw so that if somebody goes in and puts a major reinvestment in a building, that we're not going to take all of that increase taxes right away. They can phase it over time so we can incent more redevelopment. That's one. There's, in my view, there's clearly a question to be asked around. We've had a couple of applications in council for development agreements around housing, so you need to look at your building mix to make sure that we have what we need for the different things. As well, in terms of investment on Main Street, we've spent an awful lot of money over, you know, the last few years on, you know, the town hall and on different projects. You know, we need to identify what investments need to be made as well. So all of those policy things, both land use bylaw and other policies that an MPS would identify would set the, it's the whole policy framework for that. It's our overarching policy direction.
So without a municipal planning strategy review, we couldn't enact a bylaw to allow for a tax rebate or a redevelopment tax incentive? We couldn't just bring in that phase, like you said, the MGA allows us to do that. We couldn't just add another bylaw?
Yes, we absolutely can. We can do piecemeal policymaking. We're suggesting that the approach is to look at the problem, come up with the as many solutions as we can and deal with it and get on. So, and we believe that both the housing mix and the downtown revitalization are two priorities that need a focused attention for a period of time. Certainly over time, if there's other things, we're going to address those, but those have been identified as council's priorities.
So your review is really, it's going to look at existing policy within the documents and see what the deficiencies are. Those were based on, I guess the priorities or the issues at the time, and a lot of things have changed. So the review is going to look at what policy can be incorporated to make it more streamlined or more appealing for developers to invest in that area. So both, I guess, from a housing perspective, it's going to update those policies to make it better for new residential development, commercial development within the Liverpool. So
as you pointed out, though, we have many developers in the community right now who are building affordable seniors housing or affordable low-income housing, and we have new developments on Bar Street that are bringing in more housing. Where have we not, based on the current municipal planning strategy, not been able to allow this to happen? I mean, it's happening now.
See, I guess we're kind of being reactive to developers coming in. We're having to amend the bylaws. So we've had quite a few applications coming over the last number of years, expanding the commercial zone, for instance, rezoning to allow for multiple unit residential development. I think in an effort to not have to be reacting to developers coming in, that we can have the framework in place that a developer comes in. We have the policy in place to accommodate those, so we're not reacting and making changes to the existing policy or existing regulations to accommodate these. We've got sufficient policy in place and regulations in place that are going to allow it to be a more streamlined process to be more attractive for developers and essentially encourage development.
Right. I'll let someone else go and I'll come back.
Councilor Frehley?
Just a few questions. When you talk about the downtown revitalization, you're just talking strictly Main Street?
No. And that's part of the conversation. In my view, downtown Liverpool goes from Queens Crossing down Market and Bristol to Main Street, so it's more like a T. That would be part of the conversation, though.
Okay. So I guess my question is, you're looking at those two priorities. You've attached a dollar figure to it. And being on the Planning Advisory Committee before, you know, you're using words like reactive, and how does that change what the Planning Advisory Committee will have to face in the next 4 years if we're only addressing those two issues? Because there were a lot of issues coming up with home-based business, those one-offs that are placed out in the country that, you know, has been a challenge the entire time. So while you're addressing a little bit of the problem, it doesn't seem like we're addressing all of the problems for the Planning Advisory Committee and the challenges that they face and future people who develop face when they come in through the door. So I'm not sure. I look at the full-scale review, which is what we've been talking about for 4 years, as long as I can remember, and we've done some financial planning for that. But everything that we talked about was hinged on, okay, we're gonna have a full review and that will all be addressed. Now we're looking at a 1-year project, which is half the price. We're dealing with two of the issues that we had, and we're not dealing with all the issues that we had. So are we stumped? Are we stopping this or not moving forward because of dollar figure? Or do we truly believe that those are the issues at hand?
So a couple of points on that, and I would state that planning is going to be ongoing. Even if you did a comprehensive review and got it done in a couple of years, in 3 years you're going to have more planning requirements. There's going to be other things that are going to throw at us. So we will always be planning in the municipality. And the more planning we do, the better and more responsive we're going to be over time. So that's, which is why I'm suggesting a staged approach and doing more planning projects. So dollar-wise, if council chooses to do a comprehensive review, we can further refine a budget and bring that forward to budget. I use those just as rough order magnitude dollars for the sake of the conversation. Again, that's a decision of council. You know, if the need is to do a comprehensive review, then we'll have to allocate, budget the resources, and do that. We feel that a better approach is to do it in a staged and ongoing manner, focused on council's priorities, and in that approach.
I think our priorities are. Priorities are based on the conversation of the day, and yes, it is a priority. But when you're sitting on that planning advisory committee and you have all this stuff, you know, environmental, which is huge, it's just going to be ongoing for the next few or 4 years, and we're not going to solve anything. Because it feels like we're just going to still be reactive during the whole process as things come along. Whereas in the conversation we had all along was, we're going to have this full-scale review and we're going to solve a lot of the problems, and Queens County as a whole is going to benefit from it. So, you know, I'm not diminishing the downtown revitalization. It's very clear that we need that, but I'm wondering what's going to happen that's going to change it so that, you know, the 1920s picture doesn't, and it still looks like the 2017. So is there anything in that? I mean, you've already gone over the list of things that are available, but what are the things, and how are we going to work along with that so that we can encourage growth and look at all the things that are going to change the face of the downtown area? Like, I'm not seeing the two kind of going hand in hand, so is there anything? Does that make any sense at all?
I don't understand his question. Sorry.
But
ultimately, I guess what we're saying is we understand, we would propose that regardless of as big and massive a planning project as we ever did, you're still going to have planning issues the day after that project, because things are going to change. And so what we're doing is proposing an approach. We don't disagree that we could do a comprehensive review. We're recommending a staged and ongoing, more frequent than 8-year. An 8-year document is pretty stale, and in my view, it's a hindrance to planning and to a lot of the work that the community wants to do.
If I may ask, we're presently working on the Caledonia area changes. There'll be a public hearing to cut red tape to support any business development in Caledonia, to go from the partial review, which staff is recommending, to a full review. Would a full review not slow down the partial solutions that you're looking forward to accomplishing in the 1-year period? If you were to look at a major review, would you not bring all of those changes forward at once? Whereas a partial, you can work on them as we progress over the next year.
No, absolutely.
So we'll see quicker results, less red tape as a result of the partial than we would have a full review?
On those specific areas that you're focusing on, obviously, so yeah, I guess that's, that will speed up that process, but it will not, as was pointed out, for other aspects of the document.
And there will always be portions that need additional critical review as we move forward, but I just wanted to bring the perspective to council that there is a benefit to a shorter review compared to a longer review, but certainly all of the municipal planning strategy requires a review at some point heading through.
No, that's right, and it's, I guess, what is most important, but certainly there's a lot of areas of the document. It's an old document, and it needs to be updated, so whether you do the focused approach or an overall, all sections will be reviewed, and I guess in an overall review, obviously you're still going to look at the housing, you're still going to look at downtown redevelopment as part of that overall project, so.
Deputy Mayor McLeod, then.
I have a question. If the strategic priorities were not designed, we did not come up and did not create them, and this review would have been the next phase of the planning department is to review the existing document, right? That was our plan a while ago before we developed the strategic priorities, because we started putting money aside for that, $20,000 in last year's budget. So with the strategic priorities, they were designed and developed when council and staff met in several occasions and came up with their thoughts and ideas about where we want to go from here. Where do we go from here? And we want to set those priorities. And I really feel that the Planning Advisory Committee had documents and applications over the last 5 or 6 years that we, every time we had an application come forward, said it's time for a review, because this is not in our current document, you know. And that's a reactive approach. So if the Planning Advisory Committee's documents and all those minutes and whatever was, or the previous applications over the last number of years were considered, that might give us some focus as to the priorities that we should set as a Planning Advisory Committee. We should have some input into the priorities of this next phase. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, no, obviously, and as things, I guess you don't have a crystal ball when you're developing this policy.
But we have these actual documents, and we had discussions about these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Robert's here. Robert can identify with a lot of this, can't you, Robert, about issues that we've had. We have to address them without going. We have to get all the information before we actually make a decision on what kind of process we're going to use, whether we're going to do it in stages or we're going to hit the whole document in the beginning. But and I understand the mayor's comments about the red tape in applications coming forward to us now. I mean, those have to be dealt with, and we really want to work with the business community, and it's all relating to economic development, whether it's housing, downtown development, whatever, it's all economic development in our nature, as far as the climate priorities. And I don't have a question, it's just a comment.
Thank you. Councilor Kelly?
Yeah, I just want to go back to the beginning then. Obviously, when we agreed to have a review of our municipal planning strategy and land use bylaws, and it was required by the MGA, is required every 8 years?
It doesn't specify a time frame within the MGA. It just sets out the council shall identify in its planning documents how it intends to.
We've identified 8 years.
In the planning strategy, that's
so
right.
We're already over that, right?
We're into the eighth year. Yes.
We're into the eighth year, and so where does that put us? We have the luxury or the liberties to go beyond that and make this decision of how we're doing, because if we decide not to do a full review, we're okay to do that. A full review may not come for its tenth year.
See, it's up to council to define how that review takes place. So if council decides that it's going to do a phased approach to that, that's council's defining how that review
So really, our policy right now just says as long we're in our eighth year and we're making decisions. decisions on how we're going to do that, and that's fine.
That's right.
Okay, that's great. Because obviously, a year ago, or however many years ago, when it was decided that a review was required, and we started setting aside money, we were a bit short-sighted into understanding how much it would cost to actually do a full review, because now we're talking about, I think maybe we've only been budgeting for 3 years on this, so there's $60,000, so we're well short of a full review requirement at that time, right?
And I guess that really was as decision of the council of today, how they wanted to allocate those resources, so that was a decision that they made, that they were only going to allot.
So during the budgeting, though, they decided how much money was to be put away to do a full review, and the amount of money wasn't decided by council, how much would be put away on that, isn't staff to decide how much a full review would cost, and that's how much money would be put aside?
That, I guess, was a decision of council. That's all they were willing to commit to that review.
So the council decided at that time, because this is pre this council, right, decided how much money was required, how much money they could afford to put aside in order to make this happen. So very, which you were advised to put aside. So that's how we got to this point. I'm really just trying to build this up where we are and how we go forward, right? Because I totally agree a full review is required. I've been on PAC for the last 5 years, and not once have we ever considered on PAC anything to do with downtown revitalization other than residential, trying to change commercial to residential so that some of our commercial buildings could have housing. 95% of what comes through PAC is our rural areas and what people are doing in our rural areas and what those land uses are and able to do, and we've changed it every single time because there's nothing to stop us from not allowing people to have those businesses. And post Bowater, that's what was happening for the last 5 years. People in our community setting up home-based businesses because that was the easiest way. And who are we to, you know, we're trying to let people make their living. We're trying to get them to stay here. They're trying to allow them to have a living post Bowater. And the easiest way for them to do that is to set their businesses up at home. This is where we've been eroding our land use bylaws and our municipal planning strategy, is by allowing this to happen time and time and time again. The other point is, so this is where we all keep seeing, where's this review coming? We need to review because it's our rural areas that are suffering because of this, because of how people are choosing to use the land and then come to PAC, and we're saying, well, there's no reason why you can't, because we have nothing to say to the contrary, a municipal planning strategy that is restrictive enough to say you can't do that there, or you can do this here. So the other point, though, is every single time something comes to council or somebody wants to come in and develop here, and hopefully through economic development, we're out there saying, you know, and giving that impression that come and work with us. You know, we're not restrictive in our municipal planning strategy, so much so that we're not willing to sit down and talk to you about about what we can help you do, or how we can partner with you coming here to either do business or set up business. So that's what comes to council. And even, as you said, we could concentrate on revitalization of downtown here in Liverpool and in Caledonia, but the day after something comes in, we're going to look at these all on their own merit of what, because like you said, we have no idea what's going to come in. So we're always going to change it to make sure if it's something that meets our strategic priorities, that we're going to do that. So the point I'm trying to make is that just concentrate. I'm not really sure. I understand we have to start somewhere. We can start on this piece. But I just think that we need to be more robust in saying that, you know, okay, well, we obviously don't have enough money, so we have to start piecemeal because we don't have enough money. This is a great place to start because it is a strategic priority and it is down to economic development, which is very important to us right now. But immediately after, we need to make, I don't know how you do it, but we need to ensure that we've put enough money in our budget that we can actually go to a full review as soon as possible, because that's what's going to set the vision and tone for the people that move here and what they can do. Otherwise, we're going to have thousands of grandfathers grandfathered in based on old municipal planning strategy, businesses, land uses around our community that are gonna happen between now and us doing a full review. That's why a full review was really important to get underway, and what I was always led to believe that we were coming to a full review, we were in the process of getting to a full review, and that's what would happen. We would have a full review toward end all of these bitty-niggly changes that were kept coming through planning advisory.
So, would either of you like to follow that? CIO?
So, again, I actually think we're closer in mind on this. So, what I got out of that from the PAC is that there's some concern. The most problematic area is policy and regulations inhibiting the rural economy in Queens. And, you know, as I've as I've indicated in a staged review, is I'm not suggesting we do these two things and then be done for 8 years. I'm suggesting we do these two and then develop the next pieces. And, you know, clearly in my mind, as came up before, there's climate change pieces that will need to be probably better scoped. And I do think that there's the question around the rural economy. I think that's an emerging, although it's not one of council's strategic priorities, I can certainly see that as a next priority. Like, I can see a project around that. There's certainly areas, if you look at it geographically, there's areas that are not captured under our proposed scope very well. And there's interesting things happening in, you know, Port Medway and Port LaBerge, you know, around Carter's Beach. And there's certainly a need to do planning projects there. What we're suggesting is that the first stage are these two items. I think we're listening to what you're saying.
Well, can I suggest then? I mean, I think it's easier to palette to say it's not a full review or a focus review. It's a full review with step one being focused on revitalization. I think we can't take our eye off the ball to say that, yes, we've got a $300,000 target to meet. We do that through budgeting to make sure, however long that this first, we have the money to do the focus review on these first two parts. That's our focus now, but it's part of a full review, and we start making sure that we putting money away now so that we can time this thing so that we have enough money at the end of it to finish each piece. So it's not that one works. Or the other. Mm-hmm. One is part of the other, and I think we don't do it as two. We this is our first part that we have enough money to do. We take these bite-sized pieces in order to do that, but it's all part. I think we just need to talk about it as a full-scale review, and we do it in stages, and we have a comprehensive understanding of what those stages are, and what we tackle first based on our strategic priorities. And do those as separate projects, but a full-scale review is what we call it.
I think that's a good point, Councillor. I think that's as part of, and I think that was really the intent of this as a first stage in that process. But you're right. There's the other areas have to come online, and I think that's what Rich had alluded to, that it would be an ongoing process that you complete to this stage of the game.
That's how the plan unrolls, so that we don't lose the focus that it is a full plan, and that we can see what's coming up in that plan along the way as we go. So everyone, nobody's under any illusion of what stages we're going through to get there.
Thank you, Councillor Kelly. I have Councillor Fancy next.
As we look at these reviews, reviews is only as good as the paper it's on, really. I mean, I don't quite agree with, you know, with all these things, because when I first saw this $50,000 to $100,000, oh, wow, it's there's like a lot of projects we've got going on and things that sort of, but we do have to have certain things. Like what I'm getting from you here is going to be, we're going to be updating the old documents to be able to bring them up to today's standards, and we could do things like changes in tax structures and things to be able to make things so it's more accommodating for, and that's what you're really trying to do, is trying to make things more accommodating for businesses to move in or taking roadblocks out of their way. But there's going to be so much, things like for instance, the Milton School, you know, that you're going to get things that's going to come in, or the Canoe and Camera Club wanting to change the rezone things, that your documents aren't going to be able to, there's nothing in there that's going to be in there. It's going to be something that's going to be required on a case-to-case studies. And bringing the PAC and finding out if that's is feasible and being able to do things. So all what you're doing is putting in what I see as a document that's going to make things easier and try to make it more accommodating, but is doing a review, is it somehow it's going to help downtown or Caledonia or whatever. It's all you're doing is making things more accommodating and taking roadblocks out of the way for them. It's not like you're not fixing it. All you're doing is trying to make it better for us, for them to be there. That's what I'm getting from this. Like, I'm here and we're talking about, well, this is going to be great things, going to change everything. It's not going to change anything. It's going to be just making it better so we can be able to get, because we're seeing it, like 3 years ago, you would have thought, if you would have tried to put something in place and said an 8-year program 3 years ago, we wouldn't know anywhere where we are today. And we won't be in 2 years' time. We see things changing. It's just like bang, bang, bang. I've never seen anything change as much as it is right now. So to put things in place is going to say, well, a full-scale review or a focus review is going to do that. It's only going to make it more, you're trying to take roadblocks out of the way and trying to make things so it's, that's what I'm getting from this. Now, I may be wrong.
And I think it certainly goes beyond, I guess, making things more, I guess, accommodating for new development coming in. I think you have to look at how that new development is going to impact the area where they're being proposing to locate as well. And you're finding that balance of wanting to attract new business or new residential development or whatever, but with bearing in mind the existing community and how the impacts of that is going to affect them. So you're finding that balance. So it's always going to change. Like you say, you can't look into a crystal ball and say this is what's coming down. The council has to define through its policy how it wants to see development take place, whether it's in the urban areas or the rural areas, and establish policy around that this is what we're going to look at for development within this area. If it doesn't meet that scope, then perhaps you deny. You don't have to be as accommodating for these developers that come in. That if it's not how you foresee the development occurring within that particular community or whatever, that it doesn't meet our goals or our policies around that, and refuse applications. That,
Councilor Frelick, yes?
Two things. First, when we're going back to the amount of the cost for this project, I just wanted to say that when we were looking for a review, we've always talked about initiating review early on rather than wait the 8 years. You know, we were advised as council by staff. This is the first time I've seen figures like this. So I guess we voted on the information we had at the time. And we're really hopeful that the review would happen. So so I just wanted to clarify that, you know, we have to take the advice that we're given by staff and vote on that based on the knowledge presented to us. So again, these numbers are quite surprising that we see before us. The second part is when we talk about strategic priorities, that's a changing document all the time. Rural business or all the issues we have with that was never a priority because once again we were told that would all be addressed in the full review. So it's been ongoing, but not a priority the way the downtown is a priority just because visually, you can see that, you can see the changes that are happening. So, again, just wanted to correct that that is a part of the strategic plan, just not at the moment, because we thought it was going to be addressed in the review. So.
Councilor Fisk? Just want to talk about the approach on the full-scale review and the focus on review based on current priorities. Why can't we call it full-scale review, based on current priorities to start with, and take out the $50,000, $100,000 figure there and just go with the $200,000, $300,000 continue it. I guess, is that sensible? Just continue it on. Don't even talk about it. Just call it a full scale. And just do certain priorities to the scale to start with. Dollar wise, as much as we can handle.
CAO?
Yeah, so what seems to be converging here today is that, and maybe we could have set this up better, is what we're talking about is the staging and the sequencing of the review, but it's going to be a full-scale review. It's the time and the budget allocation for each part of the review that's going to need to come together. I think from what we're hearing today... I think what's going to need to happen after today, and we're listening, is Mike's going to need to revise a scoping document and bring this back for approval. So, and this is what we were looking for today.
Just one more point, that the way I see it, it's going to end up spending that money in the long run anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think these law figures should be just taken away and just go along. But have a set time for to allow funding's there available.
CAO?
And I do want to clarify that those numbers were a bit out of our ear because we don't know the scopes on each of the pieces.
I understand.
So I'm cautious with, you know, what those things are. Those will be numbers that staff will work towards as a scope firms up or a stage firms up, however council.
In the same breath, it would make me feel as if we're working on the whole project.
Yep.
At the same time over a period of years, over a couple of years, I guess.
To add to that, what I'm taking from the presentation today is that it would be a partial review focused on the immediate needs and progressing perhaps every year for many years into the future.
Okay.
And when we start looking at determining this is a full-scale review at the very beginning, then we have to allocate the budgetary money required, and to go to $300,000 would be an increase in the tax rate. So I don't think any of us want to be there unless we absolutely have to be. So if we can incorporate a partial review and progress each year and get the same work done at the end of the day, then hopefully that's less impact than in-house work more so than outside consulting work. So I just wanted to share that. Deputy Mayor McLeod, you had your hand up next.
I think before we start any of this process, we have to review and look at our vision. You know, I mean, we had a vision 8 years ago, and the main focus of the document prepared 8 years ago was to incorporate the whole municipality. Now, we've done that for nearly 8 years. We know we want to change things. We've had a lot of input from and engagement from the public process. So I think before we actually, if we decide we're going to do the plan, we have to actually put our vision in place. And I know we always use that term lightly, but I think now is the time to really take a serious approach at where we want Queens to be, with the input from the elected officials and the public themselves, taking into consideration things that have changed and where do we want to go from here. Because we've got things that we're going to have to make really serious decisions on, and these are topics such as the cannabis regulations. We've had, there's more input from windmills, operations, those sorts of things. So we really have to take a vision. And economic development was a council priority when the loss of Bowater. we've gotten through that somewhat, and there's still a long ways to go, but we're quite comfortable, and we've done really, really well with the attitude and input from those local citizens and the council. But I think we really have to put a vision together where we really want to be and how soon we want to get there.
So to ask you to clarify your comments, Deputy Mayor McLeod, are you considering removing a part of the municipal planning strategy from a portion of the region of Queens, or are you continuing to maintain what we have but look at revisions to how it applies to areas?
Both.
Both.
So looking at the vision, like where do we want to be, and the document is affected by where we want to be because we have to come up with a vision in order to prepare a document. And the vision is stated quite broad. It really doesn't focus on the law. It's fairly common words in one.
In response to your issue, could I ask our planner, Michael Platt, to offer his opinion on maintaining the planning strategy for all of the region of Queens, or looking at perhaps removing a portion of the region of Queens from the planning document, what your thoughts would be in that respect?
Oh, I think you're not going to want to remove components.
No, I never did you think I indicated that?
Yeah, you were opening the vision up to whatever it may become.
No, the document is all the region of Queens. I'm just saying, where do we want the region to be in all of this?
And I'm not differing from where you're expressing your issues and concerns, but I want a clarification from our planner.
Okay, and I guess I didn't get that from Susan's comments. I think certainly it was the intent of incorporating documents that encompass all lands within the region of Queens municipality.
That was a given.
That was the whole basis for the planning project back in the early 2000s to bring some balance onto development. So certainly I would be encouraging that. You step backwards.
Thank you for that clarification, Mike. Any other
I had no intention of indicating
that. And appreciate that. Just wanted to clarify that as part of the discussion. Any other councillors have a comment or a question on this planning issue today? So, from the questions and responses today, are you getting the indication that we will go with a partial review and work towards covering the entire document at some point?
So what I'd recommend Mike does after today is go away and distill a report for council that will better clarify the scoping and the approach that we heard today. I believe that we have convergence, that we can address these things. Part of it is addressing the longer term approach. So I think we got a lot today.
Okay. Councillor Kelly has another question.
Yeah, I mean, the document that I'm expecting to come back and look at is one that is a full review broken down into stages as to how we'll proceed to cover them off. I want to see the full review. That's, like I say, that's what I'm getting from today, that breaks down all the different stages and what we'll look at through the entire review until it's done. If that's broken down over with a time scale, broken down over 2 years, with associated costs, estimated costs for that to come down to our final, so that we know what is required at budget time to put forward for this over that period of time that it's expected to take.
Any other council? Well, thank you, Mike, and the CAO for the presentation and the responses to the questions and comments. We will now move on to 3.0 in case.